The smallest planet in the solar system is making its way across the face of the sun right now in what astronomers call the transit of Mercury. It takes place 13 to 14 times a century when the first planet in the solar system comes directly between the sun and the Earth and is visible as a small black dot. Kelly Beatty is senior editor of Sky and Telescope. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, great to be with you.
Great to have you. And what an exciting day for people who love Mercury and looking up in the sky. Tell us the significance of this, first of all.
Well, the significance is that this is one of the two planets that we can see cross directly in front of the sun, Venus being the other one. Venus went across in these transits in 2004 and 2012. We won't have another one of those for 117 years.
Yeah.
So Mercury happens more often. The last one was in 2006. The significance is that you can use this as a way to sort of measure the solar system, get an accurate scale of Mercury's orbit. And in the 19th century, you know, we thought that there was another planet inside Mercury called Vulcan, the mythical planet. Hmm. And so these transits told us that something was tugging on Mercury and causing its orbit to change. What we eventually realized is it wasn't a planet at all. It was general relativity. It was the bending of gravity and bending of space due to the sun's gravity that Einstein finally figured out. But until then, it was quite a hunt.
And tell me more about the idea that you can use this to measure the solar system.
Well, so for example, we know that Mercury goes around the sun every 88 days now because, you know, we've studied it. But back before there were telescopes, all we had to go on was this periodic viewing of Mercury late, you know, just after sunset or before sunrise. And we used that information to predict these transits. And that allowed us to very precisely get a scale for Mercury's orbit.
And the first time that this was noticed by somebody here on Earth was Edmund Halley, the astronomer, back in 1677.
Right. And you know, the last one, as I mentioned, was in 2006. They're unusual. They're not like exceedingly rare. The next one after this will be 2019. And then that will be the last one that we in North America can see for about 30 years. So I think it's worth going out and getting a look.
Okay. And by the way, NASA is live streaming the event. It started this morning at 7:12 Eastern time. But if someone wants to see it for themselves, what should they do? Because I assume you're not supposed to just look directly at the sun.
That's right. You would need a telescope, and you would need that telescope ideally to have a filter on it that protects you from the sun's rays, and you'd need high power. Barring that, there's that NASA webcast. Sky and Telescope also has a webcast going on right now on live stream, and you can look that up or check the website. The thing is that it's not something that is going to be knocked down amazing to look at. But what it does show you is that Mercury is this, unlike a sunspot, which is kind of fuzzy and gray in places, Mercury is like a little black, perfectly round dot. And that in itself is cool.
Tell us a fun fact about Mercury.
It's called the Iron Planet because it is very, very dense. And now that we've had a chance to look at it, we think that the iron core of Mercury takes up 80% of its diameter.
And what's the other 20?
Rock and, you know, fun stuff
Boring.
On top.
Yeah. Kelly Beatty, senior editor of Sky and Telescope, talking with us about the transit of Mercury, which is happening today until 2:42 p.m. Eastern time. Kelly, thanks.
Pleasure always.